USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Many parts of the South recovering from severe storms and damaging tornadoes, including twisters reported in Louisiana and Texas Wednesday. One ripped off rooftops and took down power poles in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Another hit the town of Port Arthur in Texas. There are separate reports of possible twisters that hit Slidell, Louisiana and Katy, Texas. This as high winds, hail and heavy rain drenched and pelted communities all across the region. Weather delaying Thursday morning start of the Masters. The Augusta National Golf Club says the first round will not begin until at least 9 a.m. Eastern. Can a U.S. president unilaterally shut down the southern border?
There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation.
President Biden, during an interview with Univision this week, he says White House attorneys are looking into whether he might already have the authority to shut down the border. During the interview, Biden even said they've floated the idea of taking the action and then seeing how it plays out in the courts. Inflation continued moving upward in the last month. According to the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics report, it finds the annual rate of inflation went from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Also, AAA reports an increase of nearly 20 cents per gallon in the average price of regular gasoline. Former President Trump says he's doing just fine in the fundraising arena. USA's John Schaefer.
Former President Trump brushed off reports suggesting his campaign is lagging behind Democrats in fundraising.
We don't need the same kind of money that they need. They need more money because they take care of more politicians. They get to that like it's gravy.
Speaking to reporters in Atlanta Wednesday, he pointed out that despite having less money than Hillary Clinton in 2016, he still won the race.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden relating to Latino voters this week. Polling has shown him lagging in Latino support that has traditionally gone to Democratic candidates.
There's not a fundamental difference in the value set between Irish Catholic neighbors I grew up in Latinos. It's about faith. It's about family. It's about togetherness. It's about having each other's back.
During that same interview with Univision this week, there are some in the Northeast still feeling aftershocks from last week's earthquake in New Jersey and New York. Dave Collins with more.
The most recent was yesterday morning at 10:22 when a 2.6 magnitude quake registered just southwest of Gladstone, New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey says that it's totally normal for aftershocks to continue for a week to 10 days or so after a quake. I'm Dave Collins.
Like a story out of Hollywood, the U.S. Coast Guard confirms they rescued three stricken fishermen who'd become stranded on a desert island in the Pacific. The men from Micronesia had taken a 20-foot boat out 100 miles from the next closest populated island when the outboard motor on their vessel broke down. After their radio went dead, the three men survived on a small deserted island for about a week. They decided to spell the word help on the beach. A U.S. Navy jet spotted the message April 7th, and a Coast Guard cutter came to their rescue on Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.